sense.
So, we were told originally it was all about Russia and Russia collusion and messing with the American elections, and that they had somehow, you know, interfered with the American elections. And apparently they did to some extent using Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. But they've been doing that for, well, my entire life. But now the real question, is it about Russia or is it about the campaign, the transition, the inauguration, the charities, the businesses, the family, the Trump family? I don't know, but Liz Peek warning in her latest column that Democrats should be very careful. They should tread carefully because Americans may just sour on such investigations. Liz Peek back with us. Liz, how are you?
Good morning. I'm terrific. Thank you. But I am tired of this endless proliferation of investigations and so forth because, among everything else, I think it's going to have a serious dampening effect, already is, on consumer confidence, people's feeling of well-being. And that, guess what, translates into some slower spending, some slowdown in the economy. And, you know, I just think, honestly, Steve, it's gone on too far, too long. Mueller needs to wrap this thing up. And voters need to tell Democrats they were not elected to harass President Trump. And that's kind of what they think their mandate is. Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and all these people, they never talk about policy anymore. All they talk about is how they can get to Donald Trump. I mean, it's really unbelievable to me.
That's right. That's all they talk about. It's Trump at any cost. It is Trump at any cost, and it doesn't matter to them. The problem being is, if you don't connect Trump to Russia and you come back with some, you know, connection to, well, he didn't pay his taxes properly,
yep,
or he did this, or he did, or it's a charity, you know, a Trump charity did this or that, I don't think that's going to sell well with the American people as a general rule.
Well, I think it's harassment, and I think people are going to view it as that. After all, and you know, here's the thing. I've always thought Americans were fair-minded, and they look at, for example, this whole story about General Flynn and how he was sort of coerced into lying to the FBI under false premises that he was not under investigation, et cetera. And then we remind ourselves of Hillary Clinton's interview by the FBI where no one even took notes, much less recorded her answers or anything. I just think as we go forward, you know, is there a problem with the Trump Foundation? Well, let's look at the Clinton Foundation. I mean, and yes, you know, these things should not always be on a parallel track, but I just think there's a growing sense. I feel like I'm sort of a normal person who has been watching all this stuff from, you know, some distance. I don't, as you know, I write about economics and politics, and I'm not mired in these investigations, but even I am sort of going, enough. I mean, this is not right. It's unfair. It's biased. And we have so many pieces of evidence that the Mueller team has really been tainted by politics.
But make no mistake, Liz, they don't care. I mean, here you make a great point about General Flynn. General Flynn was cajoled into saying, oh, yeah, you know, just come on over. We're just going to sit and talk. Don't need to bring an attorney. Heck, if you bring an attorney, then we got to get the Department of Justice involved. We don't want to do that. And so he says, okay, whatever, I'll sit down. And the 302 wasn't even filed for 7 months, which is in complete violation of FBI policy and so forth. It's supposed to be filed within a couple of days at the latest. Hillary Clinton showed up with nine attorneys. Now, having said all that, Adam Schiff doesn't care. Nancy Pelosi doesn't care. Nobody cares. If they can get him on some campaign violation or a transition violation, something with the inauguration funding or charities or businesses or family, they don't care as long as they can get him.
Well, until voters say, we don't care. I mean, that is not what we elected you to do. And I think, you know, particularly if there is a slowdown in the economy, and we're seeing already, and I really attribute this to all this proliferation of legal entanglements, we're seeing consumer optimism, though it is still very high, and though it was ratcheted up enormously by the election of Donald Trump, we're seeing it temper a little bit. And yes, that may be tariff-related and some other things. I also just think it's this sense of a beleaguered White House, and we hear about it all the time. That's all you hear about from the left-wing media, is how Trump is under personal attack, institutional attack, how the White House is in chaos, et cetera. It shakes people's confidence. And that's a very high price to pay for the fact that Hillary Clinton couldn't win an election.
Do you think, because I think this is kind of a rhetorical question, Liz, do you think the Democrats care if we went into a recession as long as they get rid of Donald Trump?
No. In fact, today in the Financial Times, there's an article by a guy named Edward Luce, who I follow, a liberal guy. And he basically is saying, you know, what a shame the U.S. economy is still doing pretty well, and talks about how, you know, so many people on the left are really rooting for a recession. I mean, really, you know, how did we get to this point? How can you have Democrats literally probably cheering on the fact that the economy might be slowing down? That, to me, is just a horrifying spectacle. And that's kind of where we've gotten to with this partisanship that is not just coming from people on the right.
You see, the whole circus inside the White House with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and the president talking about the shutdown versus the wall this past week is plenty of indication of what the real score is to me.
Well, and yes, I mean, just look at that clip where Schumer never looks at the president. He's playing to the cameras. He's sneering. You know, it's so offensive. I think it's offensive to Americans generally who, look, are trying to earn a living. They're trying to get their kids to school in the morning. They really don't like what's going on in Washington. And I think increasingly, one thing I note in the column out this morning on Fox, for the first time ever, more people disapprove of Mueller, Robert Mueller, the special counsel, than approve of him. That's kind of a tell. And I really think Democrats need to kind of pick up their ears and say, wait a minute, something's changing here. Yes, people kind of think this should go to fruition, the Mueller thing should end. But all these other sideline things, for example, going after Trump on these payments to these two women, I just think that's an unbelievably bogus issue.
Well, it is, because we have been down that road with Bill Clinton and John Edwards, and
we know it doesn't
go anywhere, and we've been there. And so they're like, now, wait a second. The Democrats don't get, you know, tacked up on this one, but they want to tack him up. And I don't think people really care. Liz, I got to leave it right there. Greatly appreciate it. Always a great column, Liz Peek, everybody. Thank you, Liz.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Bye.
Quick break and a voice from the Michigan Chamber right after this on the Steve Gruber Show.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids. Enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS. Or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file a lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlasher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752. Or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices,